You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the National Party.
Welcome back to The Wire. Justice Minister Paul Goldsmith recently confirmed the new Human Rights and Race Relations Commissioners, Dr. Stephen Rainbow and Dr. Melissa Derby. Following the announcements, the two were met with controversy for previous discriminatory comments. Dr. Rainbow had previously criticised the platforming of transgender activist Shanil Lal and expressed anti-Palestine views, while Dr. Melissa Derby has similarly expressed anti-transgender views at events. In our weekly catch-up with the National Party's Katie Nimmin, I asked about the appointment of these two individuals and the alignment of their views with the government. The government also recently announced $1.3 billion of funding to address drink and drug driving. While the funding is appreciated by the New Zealand Police Association, there are worries that there aren't enough police officers to meet the new targets. I discussed each of these issues with Katie Nimmin in this interview. So today we'll be starting off with the new Human Rights Commissioner, Dr. Stephen Rainbow, and Race Relations Commissioner, Melissa Derby. These two figures have met some controversy in their past that has been brought up in recent days. How is the government responding to that at the moment?
Oh, well, look, at the moment, obviously, it's Mr. Goldsmith's portfolio. It's for him to speak to, but, you know, I think the thing worth noting is that all three appointments have the backing of the current acting chair. And so she's endorsed them yesterday, especially on Q&A, and so they're amazing. And I think, you know, obviously if we limited ourselves to just people that have never said anything controversial, it would be very short list.
Obviously we can't expect every person in politics to be perfect, as you said. However, should we be hiring people into these roles who have made, you know, the discriminatory comments that these two have made in their pasts?
Oh, look, well, as I say, it's something for Minister Goldsmith to speak to. But, look, at the end of the day, as the acting chair said, we all care about our country and our standing in the world, and these are the best candidates to have been chosen by Cabinet. And so, in fact, you know, we've got to consider what the criteria and process that they go through is rigorous and take a whole lot of things into consideration. I think that's really important. And, you know, like I said, if we just limited ourselves to people that have never said anything controversial, we wouldn't be having the people that are actually going to do the best job for New Zealand. And, you know, I think that's a really important message.
Dr. Melissa Derby also discusses concepts in her past work, such as systemic racism, stating that systemic inequality is often used as an excuse for poor outcomes. Is this the government's attitude towards systemic racism as well?
Oh, look, again, as I say, I can't speak to that. That's something within the remit of Paul Goldsmith. And it's certainly not for me to have an opinion on what Dr. Derby has said. But at the end of the day, like I said, you know, this is something that, you know, a process that's been going through very, very well, and appropriate background checks have been undertaken. And like I say, you know, if we didn't have anyone say anything controversial either, you'd probably alternatively be saying they didn't have any opinions, and you know, we still want people to have opinions. So, look, as I say, they've got the endorsement of the current acting chair, and this is, you know, Minister Goldsmith's portfolio to speak to in any credit set.
Right, but the controversiality of some of these opinions, you know, this isn't just, you know, pineapple on pizza. This is issues such as saying people shouldn't have, you know, some of their rights, or saying that certain people don't belong in certain places in society. Are these the types of controversial figures we would be wanting in these positions?
Well, again, I think the controversy of it comes down to perception. As I said, it's for the Minister Paul Goldsmith to speak to, in terms of what any of it means for the future. But these two people particularly, or the three people, are the right people to be representing the Human Rights Commission for New Zealand. They've got full endorsement and support, and I'm sure they will do a wonderful job, because, you know, they are there for the human rights of New Zealanders, and they will, I have no doubt, do an excellent job in that work.
Yeah, on the Human Rights Commission, I understand that Paul Goldsmith and the ACT Party have each spoken previously about restructuring or removing the Human Rights Commission. What might we expect there?
Well, look, I'm not aware of any plans to change the scope or the nature of the Human Rights Commission. The commission and the new commission has full backing of the government. So, you know, I can't speak to any changes that might happen in the future. Certainly nothing that I'm aware of.
All right. Moving on to the drunk driving legislation, the government recently announced $1.3 billion to go towards addressing drunk driving on our roads. Could you speak a little bit to that?
Yeah, well, look, it's really exciting news. I mean, I think if you look at the statistics, it's something we have to work very hard on, and, you know, technology is an important aspect of that. So, you know, for us, it's about improving road safety, and that comes through road policing and enforcement, as well as education and investment in safe and new, or new particularly safe road infrastructure. You know, and the leading contributors to fatal crashes, you know, a big part of that is drug and alcohol impairment. So it's very important, and we've got a clear focus on those outcomes. You know, and I think, you know, police are very focused on those high-risk times and behaviours and locations, and that certainly drug and alcohol impairment is a part of that.
Police Association President Chris Cahill warned in response to the funding that there might not be enough police officers to carry out the number of tests that the government is expecting. Is the government planning on increasing police numbers or working on anything there?
Oh, well, look, we'd already announced that, so 500 new police officers. And I think it's really important in 2 years that it was all part of the same operation. I mean, it doesn't, just because we announced $1.3 billion into drug and alcohol impairment, it doesn't mean it's a separate police force. And so that overall 500 extra police officers will go a long way toward all of the things that we want to see improvements in, as well as, of course, road policing with the drug and alcohol testing. And look, you know, we want to see 3.3 million roadside alcohol breath tests per year. And so, you know, we've got to set targets, and then I'm sure from an operational point of view, we'll work out how best to achieve those.
Cahill also pointed out that alcohol testing targets had only been met in 20% of the last 10 years. Is this, you know, setting even higher targets than previously? Is this putting the cart before the horse a little bit?
Oh, well, look, I think you have to have a target, and a target is just that. And so I think what you've got to consider is that if we didn't have a target, there would be no imperative for the, you know, police officers to make this plan. I certainly know in Hawke's Bay, for example, when I was working in the road safety space, the team at the police were doing a fantastic job of scheduling, you know, those roadside tests to some really important times that, you know, focused on, you know, the high likelihood of impairment. And so, you know, it's something to aim towards. And, you know, I think ultimately it's the same with focusing on speed offences and open road and high-risk location. You know, performance-based funding to ensure targets are met, you know, is something that we can use to help that. But at the end of the day, if you don't have targets, you know, and you don't have incentives to deliver that, then it's a little bit of a wayward goal.
That was the National Party's Katie Nimmin speaking to me about the new Human Rights and Race Relations Commissioners and new funding to address drunk driving.
That was our weekly chat with the National Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.